I don't like to think about it like that, because then you calm down, then the aggression starts to build. I'd rather just kind of let it be, just keep tugging on the chain, and someday they'll undo the chain, and then it gets to be real fun. It was great. I had a really good time. I think we have a really good group of guys. It's so much fun to be out here to work with the guys, to hang out with their teammates, meetings, practice. We do have a really good group. Really enjoy not only the D-line, but the whole team in general. And then for me, obviously, just enjoying playing football. I mean, this is, like I said earlier, this is where I belong. This is my natural habitat. This is me. And so being back on the field, being able to play football and really just lock in and focus on football feels really good.
JJ, can you talk about the growth of Bernardrick and how good you think he can be?
Yeah, I think he's a great player. I think he's very underrated. I think BMAC is a guy who, in our locker room, we fully understand and appreciate everything that he does for our team. And I think that you're only going to see him continue to get better with how he's a very smart player, but he's also extremely physical. And he's a great player, and we're fortunate to have a guy like that. I think he can do so many different things. He can come downhill and really hit you in the mouth, but he also is very cerebral and he can play the game with his mind. He can also go out and cover guys. So he does so many different things, but he does them all well. And I think he's obviously been very, very good for us.
How important is he to the scheme?
He's great. He's very important. You need to have a couple guys in the middle there, obviously, that know what they're doing. Linebacker is one of the toughest jobs on the defense because they have to get us up front all coordinated. They got to get the guys behind them coordinated. So, just out of practice, you talk to Bernardrick, and I couldn't do his job because I'm so damn tired in between plays. I can't talk and tell everybody else what to do. So I said, thank you for telling us what to do, man. So I play D-line, man. It's like the easiest job in football. You just find ball, get ball. That's all. So he's got a much harder job than me. So I appreciate Bernardrick taking that lead. Yeah, I feel great. I mean, I'm very happy with the way it responded. Obviously, with the amount of time that we took this time to make sure it responded properly, I hope it would respond the way it did. But it feels great, and now it's just a matter of going out there and having fun and enjoying it. You know, with a major injury, it's so easy sometimes to think about it too much and to let that creep in the back of your mind. But that's what's been nice about these practices, is being able to let that fade and fade and fade. Really just enjoying myself, having fun, and like I said, playing football. It feels natural. It feels good, and I feel like I'm home.
Are you pleasantly surprised where you are, JJ?
I wouldn't say necessarily that, because obviously with the time we put in and all the work we've done to get to this point, I wouldn't say I'm necessarily surprised. I would say I'm happy. I'm happy with where I am, and I'm looking forward to working towards the season and doing whatever I can to contribute to this team and obviously this city and try and make everybody proud.
As you said, it fades and fades and fades. I guess when you hit or you put on pads, are those like benchmarks where you go, okay, now it feels comfortable through this? Are those things you're looking forward to seeing how it reacts?
Yeah, I would say that's definitely another step in the process. I think being out here, I mean, you guys saw a couple of the practices, but these are pretty darn close to hitting. We practice pretty hard out here, and we have a lot of fun. So this time was good for me to put on a helmet, play football, take some run blocks, get after the passer a little bit. But I felt really good. I've had a really good time out here. But I can never say for sure what's going to happen in the future. So yes, training camp is going to be another one of those times where it's like, okay, the next step.
This is the time of year where a lot of Texan fans are making their plans for the upcoming season to travel with you guys on the road. Do you have any words that you'd like to say to these traveling Texan fans?
Oh, we appreciate them. It's so much fun. Our fans are great, whether it's home or away. We have awesome fans. I appreciate them. Talked about it so many times, but since I got here in 2011, you want me to answer it?
Yeah.
The way that everything started out with me here, obviously, to where we are today, it's night and day, and I'm so thankful that I came to a great – I mean, Texas is a football state. People down here love football, and so whether they travel to see us, whether they come to our home stadium, whether they watch it on TV, we're just so thankful to have such great fans, and it makes it so easy to work, and it makes it so easy to come out here and put in that time and put in that effort, and when you're out, like I was, it's so easy to rehab and come back and want to be in front of those fans again, so I can't thank everybody enough, and we look forward to seeing them on the road. I'll be back
in Wisconsin
for at least part of this time. Yeah, my brothers and I'll be back there in Wisconsin for part of it, training with my trainer back there, and then I'll come back down here probably a couple weeks before we leave for the Greenbrier and get back down here and train. But it's coming quick. I'm very excited. I think it's something like 40 days until we go to training camp. So I just can't wait. It's a great time. And when you've been in the situation I've been in, all you want to do is put on pads and get out there and play football. So I can't wait to get out there with my teammates. I can't wait to hit people. And I can't wait to show our fans what we're working on.
Jerry Hopkins and Bill both talked about Deshaun's work ethic. Have you noticed that from your vantage point, Matt Hart? How on and off the field.
Yeah, I'm sure those guys can obviously speak to it a lot better than I can. I mean, I'm out doing whatever we can with the defense, but I can say that about this whole team. You know, obviously they speak very highly of them, and I believe that. And because what I've seen out of everybody, our rookie class has been great. Our vets that have come back have been great. Everybody's in good shape. Everybody's putting out every day on the practice field, knowing your job, knowing what to do, and then going out there and playing fast and having fun. I think that's a testament to this team and the culture we're trying to build. So as long as we keep building that culture, as long as we keep bringing in guys that understand what our culture is about, we're going to continue to grow. And by no means are we where we want to be, but we're going to continue to work towards that every day.
You mentioned your natural habitat. Is that a little
bit?
Do you feel like kind of get to camp, you can get out of the cage and do what you want to do?
Yeah, you know, I think it's I'm very fortunate to be able to do what I do. And yeah, you know, when you step across the white lines, it's a completely different experience. You know, off the field, it's almost like you're a different person. And then once you step on the field, whether you want to or not, you turn into a different animal because you have to. It's a very violent game. It's a very tough game. You have to be in a different mindset to play it. You have to be in a different state of mind. And so you train for that, and that's what you train for your whole life. That's what I've been doing since fifth grade. You know, I've been playing tackle football since fifth grade, and so to be able to go out there on that field and do the things that I need to be able to do, you have to click into a different mindset. And so, yeah, off the field, you're one person, and when you step on the field, you have to turn into a whole nother beast. And I think that's why it's so addicting. That's why guys who walk away from the game have such a hard time transitioning back into a life where they don't get to transition into that beast, because somewhere inside of them there's that monster, somewhere inside of them there's that animal that wants to go out there and tackle people, that wants to go out there and make plays. So I don't want that to end yet. That's why I'm so excited. I just can't wait to get back out there on the field. You know, we have Marcus Luttrell come in and speak to us, and I think he was an incredible speaker and obviously a true hero. And to hear him kind of make some of those, for him to be able to take his experiences and kind of put into terms that obviously us as football players can understand and talk about, it was really cool to be able to hear that story and have that type of relationship. And there's some similarities there. Obviously, in the business that they're in, you have to be able to turn into an entirely different animal and then be able to come back. So it's really special. But, yeah, this is my natural habitat. And I just like to go hunt. I don't want to say too much. I'm excited.
Have you talked to Dwayne Brown this offseason?
I saw him at my softball game. Yeah, I talked to him leading up to the softball game, saw him a little bit after that. But, no, I think business is business, you know, especially in the locker room. Everybody understands business is business. So they'll handle that, I'm sure.
What has your brother said about life in the NFL so far?
He's excited, man. It's so cool. I think he's enjoying it. Obviously, he's got a first-class football city up there with the Steelers and their history and their tradition. He's got a guy like James Harrison to learn from. It's really exciting. And for all three of us now to be able to go back to Wisconsin, and we've all done our OTAs with our teams, and to be able to talk about some of our experiences and train together and work together, it's really special. It's really cool, and I think it's awesome. We'll go back to our hometown, and we'll have dinner with our high school football coach, and we'll have dinner with our trainer, and all these people that have watched us grow up since we were little kids, and now they get to see us on the biggest stage. So I think it's really special, and it's his turn to buy dinner, so I can't wait for him to buy them all. That's probably the best part of it all, to be honest with you. Any more? You guys have a good off season. Thank you very much.